Okay. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Board of Commissioners meeting for the Houston Housing Authority today, Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021, starting at 3 o'clock p.m. I'd just like to welcome and thank you for joining on today. Pursuant to the March 16th, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General, and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held via telephone conference using U.S. toll-free number 1-888-475-4499 with a local number of 1-346-248-7799 and a meeting ID of 841-0640-0732. At this time, I'll call the meeting to order at 3:01 p.m. and we'll take a roll call by Mr. Thiele.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Hernandez. Commissioner Kirkendall. Sorry, we hear you, Commissioner Hernandez. Commissioner Kirkendall.
Present.
Chair Commissioner Snowden.
Present.
Commissioner Ballard.
Here.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Here.
Commissioner Miller.
County for.
Commissioner Thomas.
Present.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And again, welcome. I'd like to offer up the use of a Spanish interpreter. The Master World Spanish interpreter has been instructed to be on the teleconference for the meeting as well. The translator will be available to Spanish speakers who may need assistance for public comments only. Her name today is Ms. Elizabeth Paris. And Ms. Paris, if you would introduce yourself in Espanol and highlight your services.
Yes, my nombre es Elizabeth Paris y soy intérprete con Master World Services. Estoy a sus órdenes.
Thank you very much and welcome. We'll now move to the approval of the February 23rd, 2021 Houston Housing Authority Board meeting minutes. I think everyone has had an opportunity to review the minutes and I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the February 23rd, 2021 Houston Housing Authority Board meeting.
So moved, Chris Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the minutes of the February 23rd, 2021 Houston Housing Authority Board meeting. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the approval of the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved as presented. We'll move now to the approval of the March 1st, 2021 Houston Housing Authority Board meeting minutes. I think everyone once again has had an opportunity to review them. May I entertain a motion to accept and approve the minutes of the March 1st, 2021 meeting?
So moved, Chris Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second again.
Thank you, sir, ma'am. It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the minutes of the March 1st, 2021 Houston board meeting. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved as presented. We'll now have approval of the March 12th, 2021 Houston Housing Authority board meeting minutes as presented. Is there a motion?
So moved, Ballard.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the minutes of the March 12th, 2021 Houston Housing Authority board meeting. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved as presented. We'll now have the interim president's report. Mr. Thiele.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. As of this date, in Texas, 2,758,000 353 COVID-19 cases, 47,616 deaths. Harris County, Houston, 370,459 COVID-19 cases, 5,625 deaths. As we've said, and we'll continue to say, now is not the time to let down your guard. Please continue to get tested, mask up, social distance, wash your hands, love your family from a distance, and get vaccinated. We can't say enough. Please get vaccinated. Regarding Winter Storm Uri, for some time now, utilities have been restored in all public housing and tax credit properties. After review, some of the facts for the Houston Housing Authority, pipe leaks reported in 90 units, 13 properties had common area damage and or leaks in the common area. 12 tenants moved into another HHA unit. That's on the public housing tax credit side. On the voucher side, 171 inspection requests. As we go through that, at this moment, results running about 50-50 in terms of emergency fails versus normal fails, and 51 families either issued vouchers or in the process to be issued. Of course, even one affected family is too many. We continue to work forward to manage this challenge any of our families face. On the national scene, American Rescue Plan, Congress approved the American Rescue Plan on signed into law on March 11th. That $1.9 trillion package includes over $30 billion in housing assistance, including $5 billion in emergency vouchers and $21.55 billion in additional emergency rental assistance. As always, the Houston Housing Authority stands ready to do its part. We're also pleased to welcome HUD Secretary Marsha Fudge. March 10th, the full Senate voted to confirm Secretary Fudge as the 18th Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Final vote was largely bipartisan, 66 senators voting to approve her nomination. Secretary Fudge is the first woman to serve as HUD Secretary since Patricia R. Harris left the position in 1979. Now that Congress has passed the American Rescue Plan, they will move on to other priorities, including fiscal year 22 appropriations. The first step is President's budget approval. Latest news from the White House is that the budget outline will be available in April with a full budget to follow in May. In the meantime, our advocacy groups are working behind the scenes to advocate for our funding recommendations. So we continue to be active. Finally, in terms of the national update, infrastructure is another major priority for this Congress. It's possible that we'll see an attempt to pass a large-scale infrastructure bill in the same way as the American Rescue Plan, using a budget reconciliation process. However, it does seem like the president is looking for bipartisan support, which of course would be less likely. So housers are encouraged to continue to work to convince Congress that housing and community development funding should be a part of any and all infrastructure investments, and we will continue to do that. Finally, I want to specifically address Clayton Homes residents and ensure that everyone understands that regardless of the I-45 construction plans, our residents will continue to come first. We began meeting with Clayton Homes residents to discuss relocation back in 2017, and we'll continue meeting with them and collecting their feedback on a monthly basis. And that means me personally, joined by a very significant HHA team. We are and have been working individually with Clayton families to address their specific needs, and the majority of the residents continue to express their excitement about the opportunity to receive housing choice vouchers. As always, the most important voices throughout the process will be those of our Clayton residents. While there has been a considerable amount of incorrect information circulating, we do encourage anyone speaking on behalf of our residents to ensure that your information is accurate and rooted in fact and what the Clayton residents have expressed. To underscore, the well-being and future of our Clayton residents remains our top priority. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, my report respectfully submitted.
Thank you, Mr. Thiele, and I too appreciate especially your final comments. Of course, I to welcome Secretary, the new Secretary of HUD, Marsha Fudge, to the position, and looking forward to working with her. But on your points of Clayton, I too have made even a surprise visit on my own to have conversations with the residents, and I'm glad you made those statements about truth being said and being spoken on behalf of, as individuals continue to come forth saying they are, quote, advocates of, oftentimes living in distant shores. But we appreciate all of the support that comes from anyone that is truly looking out for, as we do, for our residents. So thank you for those comments. We'll now move other comments by the commissioners. If not, we will move to our public comments. This is an opportunity for the public to provide comment on any of the resolutions before us today. To make comments during the public comment section, push star 9 to raise your hand for your question or comment. Speakers will be allowed 3 minutes for public comments. Speakers will only be allowed to speak once. I will inform you when your 3 minutes have expired. The board will generally not provide responses to the comments or answer any questions. HHA residents making comments are encouraged to clearly state their name and the property where they reside. Someone from the property management company or from our staff will reach out to you directly regarding any of those issues. And so the lines are open now for any public comments.
Para levantar la mano para
caller.
Su pregunta, marque el asterisco seguido del número 9.
Caller ending in 4623, caller ending in 623. You're being asked to unmute 623.
Caller, you're being asked to unmute. Phone number ending in 623. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Charlotte from Houston. I'm calling in to give support to Resolution 3250. I would like to urge and encourage my fellow Houstonians to truly educate themselves on the deal and to and do the research necessary in order to alleviate any false information that is being circulated. I would sincerely hope that this would become a consideration because of various levels of responsibility falls on people who have various levels of resources. So I am really concerned as we move our populations from one state, one position to another, that they be given a democratic realization of movement. Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller, please.
There's no hands raised. One hand just went up. Caller 213, you're being asked to unmute. 213.
Hello, can everyone hear me? My name is Ty. I'm from Houston. I wanted to call to give support for Resolution 3250. I'm a recent graduate from U of H and definitely trying to find housing in the city and, you know, being early in your career is kind of difficult. Our city is growing, which is amazing, and there's people coming from all over to be a part of our city, but, you know, there's not always affordable housing situations. But I think the housing authority here is doing a great job of that and helping people find housing. And, you know, so that way our city can grow in a sustainable way. And that way people from all over can continue living here. Definitely don't want people who, you know, make up Houston, who make the culture and the history, to not even be able to afford to live here anymore. So big concern for me as someone who's lived in Houston their whole life and wants to continue living here. I don't want to move to the suburbs. I love Houston, and I definitely am glad and want to support this resolution as much as I can. So just in closing, just want to say that I support the Housing Authority, and, you know, I hope people get more educated on all the great things that they're trying to do. Thank you.
Para los hispanohablantes, hay dos personas que llamaron en apoyo a la resolución
3250.
Caller ending in 141, you're being asked to unmute. 141. Alan Atkinson, I'm regarding 3250. You know, my parents taught me a long time ago that if I got into a bad deal, it was never too late to stop and do the right thing. 16 months ago, I showed your board images for the new highway. Three of your board members were upset nobody had told them what the state was planning to build, and they voted against this Ohala project. You have been told there are no alternatives, but the simple truth is that your land broker could not have picked a worse property for noise. This new highway interchange will be the largest in the region and carry more than 500,000 cars and diesel trucks every day. You are being told that the developer will lose a lot of money if the project does not go forward, but that's not true if you stop now. The developer can borrow their money from a bank like everybody else and build a conventional product. Everyone is watching you and your vote, and the neighbors are contacting Secretary Fudge to tell their side of the story. Has anyone told you a noise wall will be 86 feet tall? That's 7 stories, 2 stories taller than the planned apartment buildings. Have you also asked how this giant noise wall will be crossed Buffalo Bayou in hurricane country subject to wind loads? You sit on a public board and are personally responsible for each vote that you make. You can choose to ignore me, but you cannot ignore the state of Texas. 12 days ago, Harris County sued the state of Texas on this very issue, and the law is clear. The state of Texas is not responsible for building a noise wall on this property. According to State of Texas Environmental Impact Statement at 3.6.2.3, the highway project, quote, includes parcels that are currently undeveloped land. To avoid noise impacts that may result from future development of properties adjacent to the project, local officials responsible for land use control should make sure, to the maximum extent possible, no new activities are planned or constructed along the predicted noise impact contour, close quote. 7 months ago, the city asked your staff how tall the new highway bridges are going to be, and your staff replied, we don't know because the TxDOT plans are not final. Well, all of that changed 6 weeks ago on February, when the state issued its final record of decision. Your staff cannot keep hiding their head in the sand, and now they actually have to plan that sound wall. The state of Texas and other experts have said that it can't be built, and that puts you in a very difficult spot. Because if you vote for this project to go forward and a judge tells you in 6 months this project cannot be used for HUD housing because of the future noise, then both you and your development partner will have a very big problem. If you vote to approve this project, there will be a day when each of you are asked about what you knew, who told you what, and what were you thinking. Your plan to move the Clayton Homes residents to the other side of the railroad tracks where the elevated bridges will be twice as tall and the track volume will be double what they face now. That was a bad location from the beginning, and it's not too late to stop now and do the right thing. Thank you.
There are no more callers at this time.
La persona que habló últimamente tenía reservaciones acerca de la aprobación del proyecto debido a los requisitos de la muralla alta que se tiene que construir.
Looks like it's possible that the chairman is having problems with the mute.
Mark, can you hear me? Hello?
I can. I was muted. Go ahead.
Okay. It's now time for the 2100 Memorial public hearing. To make comments during the public hearing, push star 9 to raise your hand for your question or comment. No comments? Hearing none, we will now move into our new business. Resolution number 3247, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to enter into insurance contracts with the Houston Housing Authority, the Housing Authority Insurance Group.
Commissioners, resolution number 3247 will be presented by Vice President of Fiscal Operations, Mr. Michael Rogers.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This resolution seeks approval from the Board of Commissioners for the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make the necessary changes and corrections to an insurance contract for the 2021-2022 policy year with the Housing Authority Insurance Group. Sorry about that. It'll include directors and officers insurance, general liability, property coverage, building contents, boiler and machinery coverage, umbrella liability coverage, windstorm, and such other coverage that may be required for a combined premium not to exceed $1.2 million for the policy year. This is the second of our two major insurance renewals that we do every year. We completed the one that we use with TML back in December. This one covers the tax credit properties that also include as part of their makeup some public housing units. The unfortunate news this year is that we've had to increase our estimate up to $1.2 million from the $1 million that we had used in the previous year. This is a very tough year in the insurance market for real estate in Texas, and that we are hedging our bet that we'll be able to come in under this not to exceed limit, but we are still receiving quotes daily on these policies. So we do not have a final price available for us at this point in time. But we do need to be in a position to execute these policies as of March 31st when the existing policies expire. We've been partners with the Housing Authority Insurance Group, who also have a HUD bid waiver, which facilitates our procurement of these policies. They've been a good partner of ours. We've had no issues with them on claims that we have filed in the past. They responded very quickly to have people moving out to inspect the damage that was done by the recent winter events. So we have a number of claims in process with them right now. We've been very pleased with the work that they have provided and the assistance that they have provided. And staff will recommend that this resolution be approved.
You've heard the reading of the resolution and the update thereof. I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3247.
So moved, Chris Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of the resolution number 3247? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3248, consideration and/or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee award project-based vouchers to New Hope Housing at Dale Carnegie.
Commissioners, resolution number 3248 will be presented by Vice President of Housing Choice Voucher Programs, Ms. Robin Walls.
Good afternoon. This resolution requests that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to conditionally award 100 project-based vouchers to New Hope Housing at Dale Carnegie, located at 7025 Regency Square Boulevard, Houston 77036, pursuant to the memorandum dated March 8th from myself to Mark Daly, interim president and CEO. New Hope Housing is one of the premier providers of permanent supportive housing in the city of Houston, and that housing provides supportive services to individuals who were formerly homeless. Dale Carnegie was recently constructed, and there were several of us that attended their grand opening, and it is a wonderful property. And this is our 10th project-based voucher contract with New Hope Housing. Accordingly, I recommend that the Board of Commissioners approve this resolution.
You've heard the reading of the resolution number 3248. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3248.
So moved, Ballard.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3248? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3249. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a contract with Premier Logitech for purchase and services for premium COVID response one-stop kiosk.
Commissioners, resolution number 3249 will also be presented by Vice President of Housing Choice Voucher Programs, Ms. Robin Wall.
This resolution requests that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO to take all necessary actions to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to a contract with Premier Logitech for the purpose of kiosk and associated services in an amount of $432,099 pursuant to the memorandum dated March 8th from myself to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO. The kiosk will allow us to assist with participants in both the public housing as well as the Housing Choice Voucher Program to submit documents and maintain confidentiality. And they will also allow for the exchange of information and vital information that supports our program operations in a COVID safe as well as a confidential manner, both of which are of foremost importance in terms of ongoing operations for the Housing Authority. Accordingly, I recommend that the board considers this resolution.
Thank you. You've heard the staff's recommendation. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3249.
So moved, Ballard.
Is there a second?
Second, Hernandez.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3249? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll now move to resolution number 3250. You'll bear with me as I walk through this resolution. Resolution number 3250, consideration to approve and ratify all actions taken by the authority at the March 12th, 2021 Special Board of Commissioners meeting, including all action taken by the interim president and CEO or his designee, in furtherance of transactions contemplated by the following resolutions considered and approved at such meeting related to Standard at Jensen Development. A, resolution number 3244, which was consideration and or possible action authorizing a resolution superseding board resolution numbers 3163 and 3164 and authorizing the interim president and CEO or designee to create Jensen PFC, a public facility corporation for, among other purposes, ownership of property located on or about the southwest corner of Jensen Drive and Clinton Drive in Houston, Texas, 77020, and to approve and ratify the certificate of formation of the corporation and adopt bylaws. B, resolution number 3245, consideration and or possible action authorizing a resolution superseding board resolutions number 3165 and 3166, and authorizing the interim president and CEO or designee to take all actions necessary or convenient to facilitate the development of the property known as Standard at Jensen, located on or about the southwest corner of Jensen Drive and Clinton Drive, Houston, Texas, 77020, including but not limited to determining the scope of the development, examples, phasing, number of units, et cetera, and to ratify and confirm all prior actions taken by the interim president and CEO or his designee in connection with the same. You have heard the reading of the resolution number 3250. Mr. Thiele?
Well, as you've so eloquently said, resolution number 3250, Mr. Chairman, requests your consideration to approve and ratify all action taken by the authority at the March 12, 2021 Special Board of Commissioners meeting, including all action taken by the interim president, CEO, or designee in furtherance transactions contemplated by the following resolutions considered and approved at such meeting relating to the Standard at Jensen development. Resolution number 3244, consideration and or possible action authorizing a resolution superseding board resolutions numbers 3163 and 3164 and authorizing the interim president, CEO, or designee to create Jensen PFC Public Facility Corporation for, among other purposes, ownership of property located on or above the southwest corner of Jensen Drive and Clinton Drive, Houston, Texas, 77020, and to approve and ratify the certification of formation and or the corporation and adopt, I'm sorry, certificate of formation of the corporation and adopt bylaws. B, resolution number 3245, consideration and or possible action authorizing a resolution superseding board's resolutions number 3165 and 3166, and authorizing the interim president, CEO, or designee take all actions necessary and convenient to facilitate the development of the property known as Standard at Jensen, located on or above the southwest corner of Jensen Drive and Clinton Drive, Houston, Texas, 77020, including but not limited to determining the scope of the development, e.g., phasing, number of units, et cetera, and to ratify and confirm all prior actions taken by the interim president and CEO or his designee in connection with the same. Staff recommends the adoption of this resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, you've heard the reading of the resolution two times, so I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3250.
So moved, Chris Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
It's been moved and properly seconded. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of the resolution? Hearing none, the resolution number 3250 is adopted. We will now move to resolution number 3251, consideration and or take action to authorize the Houston Housing Authority's facilitation of the conveyance and development of 2100 Memorial Apartments to be located at 2100 Memorial Drive, Houston, Texas, 77007, and the execution of all required documents.
Commissioners, Vice President of Real Estate Investment and Development, Mr. Cody Roskelly, will present resolution number 3251.
I'm sorry, for some reason, my board packet jumps from 3250 to 3244. Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on.
Keep going down. It does that because 3244 and 3245 are attached.
Oh, got it. You're right. Okay, I'm here. I was totally confused. Got it. Okay, I apologize, everyone. The resolution is that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections and to take such actions necessary or convenient to facilitate the conveyance and development of the 2100 Memorial Apartments pursuant to memorandum dated March 15th, 2021 from Cody Roskelly, Vice President of Reed, to Mark Thiele, Interim President and CEO. And staff recommends that the board adopt this resolution.
You've heard the reading of the resolution and the recommendation of staff. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3251.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
It's been moved and properly seconded. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of this resolution, number 3251? Hearing none, the resolution 3251 is adopted. Okay, I think now we're gonna move into executive session. To convene an executive session, an executive session will now be held beginning at 3:35 p.m. on Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021, pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act to discuss personnel matters in accordance with Section 551-074 of the Texas Government Code, legal issues in accordance with Section 551-071 of the Texas Government Code, and real estate matters in accordance with Section 551-072 of the Texas Government Code. We're gonna go to a, I guess, move over to another room, and we will be back shortly to conclude the meeting. Okay, I think we're all back now in the meeting. I'm seeing everyone back on from our meeting. Okay. The executive session has ended and the public meeting is being reconvened at 4:35 p.m. on Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. We will go back into our discussion of our new business. And at this time, I will hear resolution number 3252, consideration to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with CivicCap Partners for the development of Waterworks Highline Phase 2 at or about 2101 North Shepherd, Houston 77008. I think we've heard the discussion. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3252.
So moved. Andrea Cooksey.
Second.
Been moved and properly seconded. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3252? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3253, consideration to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Graystar Development Central for the development of Graystar Buffalo Speedway at or about the southwest corner of Buffalo Speedway and Airport Boulevard, Houston, Texas 77045. I think we've heard discussion on this. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3253.
So moved, Chris Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3253? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll now hear resolution number 3254, consideration to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Trammell Crow Residential for the development of Laura Northwest Crossing location at or about 5550 Bingle Road, Houston, Texas, 77092. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3254.
So moved, Chris Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3254? Hearing none, the resolution is 3254 is adopted. Resolution number 3255, consideration to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding for the acquisition of Ashford Apartments located at or about 1200 North Dairy Ashford, Houston, Texas, 77079.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3255? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Resolution number 3256, consideration to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding for the acquisition of Eclipse Apartments located at or about 1725 Crescent Plaza Drive, Houston, Texas, 77077. Is there a motion to adopt resolution number 3256?
So moved, Ballard.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3256? Hearing none. The resolution 3256 is adopted. I think that handles our business for today. There's no other business. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
This meeting is adjourned at 4:39 p.m.